Alright guys, I'm back today with another episode. So I'm just talking to you guys. I'm talking to you guys about depression because I feel like that's such a huge thing right now for me in my life that I'm just going through. And I thought the best thing to do would be to come on here and have a conversation with you guys about kind of some of the things I'm dealing with and how I'm handling it and kind of what's next for me in my life. It's just a lot going on right now, you guys. I've been struggling with my depression for so long. It's been such a long time. It's been such a long journey. And I have tried everything to heal, to be better. And, you know, I go to therapy. I just started my meds again, but it just never seems to be enough. Today was like a rough morning. I woke up, I didn't feel good, and I was just like, you know what, I'm going to like get out the house. So I had to go leave the house anyway because my car was originally, my car was at Firestone getting the oil change, so I left it there overnight. So my dad just took me to pick it up. Then from there, me and my daughter, we just went for a drive because I wanted to clear my head. So I just went for a drive like around the neighborhood, and so I went for a drive around the neighborhood. Sorry guys, there's people in the house right now. They're bringing like furniture to us. So anyway, I went for a drive around like the neighborhood. I'm like, let me just go for a drive, I'll feel 100% better. And I honestly, it helped some. Me and my daughter went to Kroger, the grocery store. If you guys don't know what Kroger is, because I don't know if Kroger's in every state or not, but we have a Kroger here. So I went to Kroger, we picked up some groceries, and then we went to our beauty supply store. My daughter wanted me to get some more braiding hair for her. And then I got some more hair products, and then we came home. It's just been rough, y'all. Truthfully, I never would think that I would need to just take a break from everything to heal, but the way my depression is set up, no matter how much medication I take, no matter how much therapy I have, to me, it's like maybe I need to take a leave from work to get better, because I feel like right now, I'm not getting better. I'm getting like sicker, and this has been going on for so long, guys. Like, I don't want to keep you know, living like this. I don't think it's healthy for me. It's not healthy for my daughter. And I never would think to take a leave, but I was like, something has to give. I'm like, I can't keep living the way that I'm living. You know, I can't keep the way I'm living right now is not healthy for me. And it's like, I don't want to keep living the way I'm living. You know, it's not healthy. It's like, no one wants to like, I'm sorry y'all, I was transferring some money out of my bank account right now. I'm trying to make sure I'm transferring it to the right account. I'm like, wait a minute, who am I transferring this money to? Alright, but yeah, so it's just like a situation where, you know, I don't feel good. And like, I'm just dealing with a lot of things. I'm going through a lot of things, and things in my life are happening. And sorry if you heard me burp, y'all, but so much is happening in my life right now, y'all. Like, I try to stay on top of everything. I try to make sure I'm doing all the right things, but it's rough, you guys. Like, nothing right now in my life I can say is perfect, because I'm going through things. I'm human. I'm dealing with things. Things in my life are happening, and I'm just having to, like, go with the flow of it all. But it's definitely tiring. It's definitely me dealing with a lot and just not knowing what to do, truthfully. I don't know what else to do. Like, I never would have thought I would need to take a leave of absence from my job. But I feel like between work, my personal life, it's just getting to the point where it's overwhelming me. And I need a break. I do. And I take days off from work. That's why I've been taking so much time off from my work. Like, I took off a day in October that I really could have went to work. Because my dog, I could have just left early and came back to take my dog to the grooms. But I just took, to the vet. But I took the whole day off. Probably the month before that. What was before October? What's the month before October, you guys? I'm still, oh my God. But I think the month before, I can't remember. September, yes, I'm sorry. I think I took some time off in September, too, because my daughter had just started school. So I just keep taking time off because I don't want to be at work. It's like, if I'm there, I'm not happy. It's like, I'm there, but I'm not there. I'm sad. I'm depressed all the time. And I just don't know what to do. Like, and I'm tired of venting my problems to other people. Like, I literally would go to my boyfriend and vent to him. I'll go to my mom, my dad. But it's like, or my friends. But it's like, what more can I do? You know, because venting helps, but it doesn't fix the problem. This has, like, been an ongoing problem, guys, for, like, years. And so, for me, it's like, I don't want to keep living like this. I don't want to keep feeling like this. I don't like the way everything is making me feel. I don't like the way I feel inside. And that's why I was like, even though my therapist charges me a lot of money, I was like, because I haven't met my deductible, which it doesn't matter now because I'm switching insurances in November. So that don't even matter. But November, I have to do new insurance anyway. So, but, you know, I don't know, y'all. I just get to the point where I just be so stressed out because I'm dealing with so much. And a lot of people, they don't understand that. And that's cool. I get it, because not everybody is meant to understand stuff that you have went through and build and stuff that you're still dealing with. So I get it. You know, not everybody understands what you're going through. But it's rough, y'all. It's hard on me. I have my good days and I have bad days. And I have days where I literally don't want to do anything. I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to do anything because I'm so tired of having to feel the way I feel and go through what I have to go through and the struggles that I have to deal with. It just feels like I shouldn't have to go through this. I shouldn't have to feel this way. Like, I shouldn't be here. Like, I literally was, which is scary, but I was like, scary part about this is, you guys, I was laying across my boyfriend's lap last night, and I say to him, I said, why am I still here? I was like, I shouldn't still be here. I said, and I'm getting emotional, but I said to him, like, why am I still here? Like, why am I here? Like, I told him, like, I'm tired. I'm tired of being in pain. I was like, I just want it to feel better. And he just looked at me. He was like, you're here for a reason, babe. You know, you have a purpose. Like, you know, but I don't feel that way all the time. I'm tired of being in pain, you know. Nobody wants to be depressed every day. Nobody wants to feel like this every day. And for me, it's been going on for like a year, about to be two. And I'm tired, you know. So I struggle, you know. And I know other people out there probably in my shoes, too. They're, like, feeling how I feel. And, you know. And I just thought, you know, why not talk about it more with you guys? Hold on, guys. Let me look it up. Some things that I want to go with. I'm going to just go over some stuff with you guys. I think I've done a podcast on this before, but this is going to be an updated one because depression is such a huge thing and a lot of people are going through it, especially with COVID and some people even prior to COVID. So I want to talk to you guys about the symptoms of depression. And yes, as I'm doing this, I'm looking this up as well, but of course I'll put my input as well. So some symptoms of depression, you guys, one of them is some people have trouble concentrating. They can't remember details and making decisions. If you are having trouble concentrating, that may be a sign for you. And I will say this, I struggle with concentrating a lot at work and with remembering things sometimes and making decisions. But, you know, that's something that even before I think my depression, I always struggle with making decisions. A lot of people with depression have fatigue. If you're tired all the time. I'm always tired, to be real with you guys. I never like get enough sleep. Sometimes I don't sleep at all. You have feelings of guilt, worthlessness, and helplessness. You are passive. I don't think I said that right. You feel hopelessness. You have insomnia, early morning wakefulness, or sleeping too much, crankiness or irritability, restlessness, loss of interest in things once pleasurable, including sex, overeating or appetite loss, aches, pains, headaches, or cramps that won't go away. Digestive problems that don't get better even with treatment, persistent sad, anxious or empty feelings, suicidal thoughts or suicidal attempts. Now, I want to go back to one because the aches and pains they talk about and the headaches or cramps, that is so true. Last night, driving to see my boyfriend, I had a panic attack. So I call him like in panic and he's like, okay, where are you at? Where are you at? Are you here? He comes like out of his house. Of course, she's asking if I'm okay. He's trying to calm me down on the phone. And as I'm having my anxiety attack, as I'm driving, I can feel it in my body. Like, people think when you have depression and anxiety, you just feel it. You feel it maybe mentally in your mind, but you can feel it in your body because it literally affects your body too. And so I literally was touching, my stomach was just like cramping up last night. My stomach was in so much pain. It felt like a mixture of nausea, but like a mixture of just, I could just feel this pain in my stomach. And my boyfriend, you know, he was trying to touch me to make sure I was okay. I'm like, I didn't want to be touched because in that moment I'm having an anxiety attack. Two, I felt like just something just didn't feel right. And that feeling stayed there for like the longest time before it finally went away. But yes, you feel it all in your body. And we don't realize it, but a lot of times our depression is just in our body. You'll feel it in your body. And I want to go into deeper detail. What is depression? Depression is a common, serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Fortunately, it is also treatable. Depression causes feelings of sadness or loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed. It can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems and can decrease your ability to function at work and at home. Depression symptoms can vary from mild to severe and can include, like one includes, you feel sad all the time, you know, you don't sleep, as I said in the last one, can't sit still. And so basically most of the signs and symptoms of depression are pretty much the same. With most people feel, you know, these things. And they say that depression affects an estimated 1 in 15 adults in any given year, and 1 in 6 people will experience depression sometime in their life. It says depression can occur any time, but on average first appears during the late teens to mid 20s. Women are more likely than men to experience depression. You know what I don't like about that? Because I think that them saying that women are more likely than men, this is that in my opinion is not true. I feel like there's so many men out here. I even saw a man that was on Instagram the other week saying that he was depressed and he didn't want a lot of people to know that he finally broke down and spoke about it and he wanted to get better. Men feel just how women feel. We gotta stop this narrative thing of, oh, women are more likely to do this, or women do this, and men don't get this, and this. No. Men get depressed like we do. They feel what we do. A lot of times, men are good at covering it up. That's the difference. As a woman, we aren't good at covering it up because we'll start crying. We'll start immediately blurting out how we feel right then and there. A man is not always going to do that because most men are taught, don't show your emotions, hold those in, don't do this, don't do that. So they don't exactly express it the best way. But men can just get as depressed as women. They feel it, trust me. Oh, that scared me. But yes, it happens, and you know, the sad part is a lot of risk factors play in depression. Your genetics, because it may run in your family, your biochemistry, your personality, people with low self-esteem, who are easily overwhelmed, which, ding, 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 that's kind of me.
environmental factors. And like they say, depression can be treated by going to therapy, eating on medications as well. You can go to psychotherapy, whatever. You can exercise, go to church, be around family and friends. And those are some things that can help. But what I want you guys to... So I want to look over one more thing with you guys too. Because as I'm looking at this, this thing's headline says, could it be depression? And someone wrote, depression is a cruel disease that can affect anyone. It is very easy once the symptoms begin for a person to slide down the black hole of depression, where the symptoms spiral and feed off of each other, increasing in severity. This was made by Michelle London, and she is a psychologist at Weiss Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Another person said, I started feeling more adverse to going to work, started to call in sick more, and thought I was just going through a nesting phase after being married. This is from Megan Thompson, web developer and editor of Healthline, I believe. Another one said, if you have been feeling down and you just can't seem to shake it, the things that have made you happy are not of interest, or they're not having the same effect, then it's not just sad and it's not letting go. Dr. Jephta. All right, so these are different people giving their takes on it. And another one, my depression manifested as sadness and frustration and anger and affected my new marriage greatly because my husband didn't understand how depression works, which is so true. Another person, when I was 28, I started to think about this idea of going back to school to teach the Monday after spring break. It was a Friday, and I just couldn't even imagine the possibility of my getting out of bed and walking to the school. I started crying and couldn't stop. This is so true to me. And these are people, this is from Mindy K. Smith. She's a blogger. And she speaks on that as well. And I want to say, these are so true. Because yesterday I had lunch with my dad. And as I'm driving to meet him, I started having anxiety. I started crying a little bit. And this is weird. I'm like, I'm going to meet my dad for lunch. This is nothing out of the ordinary. Why am I crying? Just like this, she spoke about crying as she's getting ready to go into school. Sometimes, like even today, I had a moment where I came to the bathroom and just cried. It happens. Another person, the depressed mind often loses perspective and sometimes advocates permanent solutions to intense emotional pain. So most important of all, if your loved one is expressing an intention to harm themselves, an assessment should take place immediately. Jim Hordert, and he's actually an LCSW. What I like is that a lot of doctors are commenting on this and giving their take because they've seen it. And this is a beautiful thing. And this is, I'm going to read this because this is actually someone writing how they felt every day. Let me read this. This was in the day of life of someone with social anxiety. I'm not going to read that because we're talking about depression. But these are things that, so what are you doing? Things that happen, and depression is real, you guys. I'm telling you, it's not a quick fix. All right, Madison, get out of here with my stuff. She pays like $10 or $20 for these things. She's $17. She will be so angry if this stuff is, I think she paid like $17. So I want you guys to understand that nothing is easy. It's hard sometimes. And the end goal should always be for you to be happy because you deserve that. We all deserve it. We all deserve to have a happy ending. And it's sad. It really is that so many people go through this and they're not heard or they're not seen and they don't, and it affects a lot of people. And truthfully, like I told you guys, something has to give. At some point, I'm going to have to either step away from work for a while. I'm going to have to step away from a lot of things, but I've got to do what is best for me at this point. Because no matter what, I realized something. And I want to be real with you guys.
matter what I did over the course of the year, nothing helped me. Okay? No matter who I met, no matter what I did, nothing fulfilled the hole that was there. You see, I spent a lot of time on a million dating apps thinking, oh, I'm going to find a great guy, blah, blah. And no matter what someone said, because you're beautiful, Sherelle, you're this, and I still, that hole would still be there. Even now with my boyfriend, it's like... Even now, you guys, it's still this daily struggle because I'm still fighting it. And it just, you know, even with... Hold on, guys.
Hi.
Yes, Madison says hi. Like I was telling you guys, but I had to help my daughter put her shoes on. She wanted to go outside and play. But like I was telling you guys before that, I don't know what's next for me. I don't honestly know what to do anymore. Because like I said, no matter how much I talk about my depression, no matter how much my dog is barking outside. But no matter how much I talk about my depression, no matter how much I try to do things to fix it, it just never goes away. And then I feel like a burden to people around me because you get to that point where you're like, is this door? That's a crack or something. Because you start to feel like a... Oh no, that door ain't closed all the way at the top. But anyway, so you start to feel like a burden to people too because you feel like all you talk about is your depression and anxiety, and that's all they hear you talk about. So, like, even though they're listening and giving you advice, they're sick of it. So, it's like, what are you supposed to do? I don't know what else to do, you guys. Like, I don't know. I feel bad, and that's why I wanted to do this episode today and talked about symptoms, just in case somebody out there listening has a family member or a friend or somebody they know that's dealing with that, and they can help them, because depression is real. It definitely is real. And it takes lives every day, and we don't even realize that. We could have probably prevented that had we known that our friend or family member was going through that. And I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of feeling the way I feel. Like, it's just like some days, and this is this crazy part, guys. Some days, like last week, a lot of days my boyfriend wanted to see me after work, but I was so depressed. I didn't want him to see me like that. So I'd be like, babe, let's wait till another day. Let's wait till another day. He's like, why? I want to see you. I want to see you. And I knew he wanted to see me, and I wanted to see him too, but it was the fact that my depression was messing with me. And I was like, I don't want to bring that around him. So I felt bad and I didn't want him to see me like that. So it was just a lot of things that's happening that I'm trying to battle with you guys. And I really pray that it gets better for anyone out there, including myself, because it's no one wants to live like this. It is the worst way to live, in my opinion, when you have to live your life every day, not knowing what's going to happen to the next and just being depressed all the time. Like, that's the worst way to live a life. It's not a life well lived. It's a life that's pretty much sad and depressing all the time. And you get tired of it. It gets old and you get drained. And I don't know. Yes, guys. It's just a lot. I honestly don't know what's next or what's going to happen or how it's going to end. To be truthfully honest with you guys, I don't know. Like, I do know that I need to take a break from certain things around me. And if I don't record for a while, it's not because I don't want to. Because I did miss you guys when I went, like, away for a while. But I have to start recording just to do what makes me happy at this point in order to get through the depression. Because I hate, and I will always say this, I hate coming on here being depressed because I feel like that energy just makes the whole podcast thrown off. Even though I'm helping someone with my story, I don't like it. But I'm just going to take time for myself. And I think that's the best thing to do until I see my therapist next Saturday and kind of talk to her and just get a feel for what is the next step I need to do in my life. Anyway, guys, peace and love. I am about to end this. And I will talk to you guys soon. I promise if you don't hear from me soon, it's because I'm taking my break. And if you do hear from me, then I'm back to talk to you guys about more stuff. So peace and love.